This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November 4th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's Use Your Common Sense Day. Life can be complicated. We're inundated by facts and information. We have our five basic senses to rely on: sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. And then there's common sense. It's the sense that helps us navigate through the challenges and experiences of life as we live it. It's not our book smarts and education. It's that gut sense we have, our instinct that helps us filter what we see and hear and learn. With our common sense, we're able to consider an array of possibilities, evaluate the cause and effects, and find what we think is the best way for us. Common sense is what helps us get through life each day using good sense and sound judgment. We don't learn it in school or from books. Rather, as we journey through life, we learn practical lessons. Skills to help us navigate so that we're able to work out solutions to problems that we encounter. And that's based on our common sense. We build it as we develop and grow and learn from the school of life. Regardless of what life unexpectedly throws our way, we're able to navigate a detour and perhaps stumble and yet still land on our feet thanks to using our common sense. It does come in handy. We're taught not to go through a red light. We stop and we wait and we wait and we wait some more. And at some point, we realize that something is wrong with this situation. Then we look both ways, and we cross despite the red light. That's, of course, if we use our common sense. Science and book learning facts all give us knowledge, but unless we digest what we learn, evaluate it, and choose what we want to do based on our experience, we can end up stuck, forever waiting for that red light to turn green. Today, Use Your Common Sense Day is a perfect one to open our minds to possibilities, to explore assorted approaches to living our life, and make wise decisions that work for us. We each of us have our own perspectives. Some of us plan intensely and need a detailed itinerary for everything we do. Others are free spirits and are happy to enjoy and deal with anything that comes, no matter what it is. There's no right or wrong. The fact is that what's important is that we stay open to learning and growing as we engage in life, and we avoid getting stuck in our ways. It's important to realize that we can trust our gut and use our common sense. We are who we are. Our experience can shed light on things that mystify and bewilder us. We just have to trust our instinct, think for ourselves, and take action that moves us forward. It's been said that it's 1,000 times better to have common sense without a formal education than to have an education without common sense. My dad, Oscar, had no formal education to speak of. World War II threw him into a harsh reality. He was tortured, imprisoned, pushed to parachute from a plane without training. He survived, and he used his skills, the skills that he learned as a boy, trading and selling farm produce to get the basics for his family. He became an entrepreneur. He did this from the age of 8 until World War II started. After the war, his entrepreneurial skills helped him build a life in a displaced persons camp and then in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My dad was a survivor. His common sense got him through. He trusted in good people. He believed in helping and being kind and loving to others. He had integrity. He believed in treating people fairly. He had common sense, and it told him that what he did would help him build a life and grow a business and help him support his family. And he was right. Long ago, Voltaire said, "Common sense is not so common." So today, let's use your Common Sense Day as a day to examine this important tool for living. Let's resolve to pay attention to what we do, respect the lessons life has taught us, and let's never jump into uncharted water unless it's life or death. We can avoid unnecessary stress and dangers by using common sense. Today, we can acknowledge our mistakes. We can learn from them. We can laugh at our silly little mistakes and go on. And all the time, we can be enriched by the common sense we develop from our experiences. Our choices and actions matter. By using our common sense in our everyday living, we can avoid potentially bad situations. Our common sense tells us if it's too good to be true, it likely is going to be a problem. So let's take a time to stop, to breathe, to think, and then act, and trust our gut, our common sense. Each and every day, it will help us avoid impulse purchases, questionable choices, and in general, make our life better. Today, the From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge and experience and help us hone our common sense skills. Whether it's financial decisions, navigating a relationship, taking charge of our health or our home, our From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their information and empower anyone listening to make informed decisions with no regrets. In a moment, after an important message about organ donation, we'll get advice for our financial wellness from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now, on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Today, I'm going to talk about the challenges of planning for retirement for those who are single. We know that 90% of women will be solely responsible for their finances later on in life, due to divorce, widowhood, or having never married at all. Being single, regardless of gender, is a significant challenge as one prepares for retirement. Having to financially do it all on your own, saving, paying for housing, possible time out of the workforce, it really is a huge challenge being single to save and build enough wealth to achieve a lifetime of financial independence. While I realize my next statement may be slightly controversial, I'm going to say it, that a person who's single and always has been, or has been for a long time before retirement, so while they have a lot of challenges, they also have a significant advantage. They're already planning to be single. That means there isn't an unexpected splitting of net worth in half in a divorce, or the loss of part of pensions, income splitting, or other surprises that comes when two become one. A single person is already planning financially to be single. That means they're already only counting on their own government benefits, so CPP, old age security. They're are counting on their own assets, so their RSP, tax-free savings account, and other retirement savings. Their retirement plan is theirs and only dependent on them. Their tax-efficient income plan, it's based on them. Today, I want to share a few tips for those who are planning their retirement as a single person. First of all, your retirement plan needs to be really personal. I think, Marilyn, you and our regular listeners will be able to recall me having said before, don't count on rules of thumb. I have yet to meet anyone who's average. For single people, this is even more important. Think about it. A rule of thumb that says you'll spend 80% of what you spent in your working years when you retire. Well, most likely, if you're already single, besides what you're saving, you're already spending what you'll continue to spend. And really, what's going to change? Take a rule of thumb and throw it out the window. Plan for you what you actually spend and the actual cost of maintaining your lifestyle. Second of all, where you live. Think about it very carefully. While there's a lot of factors that go into this one, I'm going to focus on just one aspect. A single person typically doesn't have a partner who would provide care for them if they need it. Say you have a knee replaced or some sort of regular health treatment. If you aren't close to, say, rehabilitation or hospitals and those sorts of services, who's going to drive you? And thirdly, plan for longevity. The fastest growing demographic in Canada are centenarians. In my experience, a single person here has a bit of a leg up in that they're already far more likely to be actively wanting to discuss really important topics like wellness. So aging well and asking, what if I live a long time? Will I have enough money? Health, so the cost of care, considering who will provide care if they need it, and powers of attorney for personal care and property. Single people tend to do a great job of taking the time and really considering who will help them. Yes, there are tremendous challenges for those who are retiring single. It takes planning and diligence. I know many people who have done it, who've been able to achieve a lifetime of financial independence. Today, I want to say it is doable.
And I guess you can also say it's never too late. Today can be the day that someone makes a personal plan. And you've given us these heads up, but if someone wants to discuss them with you and get a direction, a roadmap of what they should do, single or not, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
The Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, a team of experts that will explain to you whether you're on the right track. Get a second opinion or a first opinion if it's time for you to sit down and make that plan. It's never too late to plan ahead. 416-863-7501. And it's not a joke. You need to take life seriously and plan for yourself. Prepare for life's eventualities and live with no regrets. Leslie, thanks for those tips and cautions, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Have a wonderful weekend, Marilyn.
And same to you.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosenall of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this week I wanted to talk a little bit about how to improve our cholesterol levels naturally. So improving the levels of HDL, that's the good cholesterol, actually lowers cardiac risk. So there's some good steps that we can do to basically help raise our HDL cholesterol in a natural way. So the first one is, last week I talked about smoking as being an important health issue that we need to, or an important risk that we need to eliminate. eliminate. So quitting smoking and reducing or eliminating alcohol is really something that I really focus on with patients. And these days we see a lot of mocktails out there and some really good alternatives to alcohol. And reducing or quitting alcohol use certainly has its benefits to support liver health, but also can help with our cholesterol levels. Exercise is actually one of the best ways that we know to help improve our cholesterol levels, because certainly and if intense workouts aren't your thing, certainly moderate exercise can really help improve cholesterol ratios. Even walking every day can be very helpful for patients. And certainly when we are exercising, we're also losing weight. So just losing a few pounds can lead to an increase in HDL cholesterol. That's a good cholesterol. And of course, weight loss is a complex issue. So certainly, you know, there's so many benefits with weight loss, and it is something that I incorporate in patients' treatment plans if they need it on a daily basis. One of the things that we look at with patients in terms of their supplementation is looking for areas that we can improve the consumption of healthy fats. So when it comes to cardiac health, fat isn't necessarily a bad thing. And we try to incorporate things like omega-3 fatty acids from things, natural foods, for example, organic salmon, sardines, chia seeds, flax seeds, and even foods with monounsaturated fats, things like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. All these things help to increase our HDL or our good cholesterol. Fiber intake is important, not just for our gut health, but also because it helps to flush out bad cholesterol, LDL cholesterol. So including things like oats and psyllium seed, apples and beans can be very beneficial. Of course, supplementation can be very beneficial, and there's different combination supplements that I might use with patients that include various different ingredients, including ginger, niacin, citrus bergamot. Everybody's individual, and sometimes we do combine these with patients' pharmaceutical prescriptions to help have an added benefit to their cholesterol if they're not getting what they need from their pharmaceutical medications in terms of the cholesterol benefits. So certainly I do work with the patient's family doctor to basically improve their health outcomes and their blood result outcomes. But in the meantime, if patients have any questions, they want to talk to me a little bit further about how to reduce their cholesterol and improve their health, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
It does take effort to improve your good cholesterol, the HDL, and lower your bad cholesterol, the LDL. Dr. Betty Rosendahl can help you analyze the problem and get to the root of the problem and solve it. One call gets you a complimentary consultation for 15 minutes by phone or in person. The number 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Ask your questions, get your answers, and stay as healthy as you can and take charge of your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
When you ask people to repeat what they say to you so you can hear them, when your TV and radio are on so loud anyone else in the room with you asks you to turn it down, when you can't hear everything that's being discussed over dinner, perhaps it's time to listen to your common sense and make it your mission to find out why and how to make things better. From a Woman's Perspectives team has hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and he definitely has solutions for anyone who wants to hear their best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. It seems like we've somewhat lost our ability to trust our common sense. We live our lives as if we're being led through life. This creates a situation where people wait to be told what to do instead of trusting their intelligence and their instincts. This can lead to undesirable and unintended consequences where we get something that we didn't want in the first place. As an example, something that's become common is all these telephone scams, which people lose thousands of dollars because they didn't use some common sense. It is time we learn to trust our instincts again and ask questions, become informed, and use our senses to make better decisions. Which brings me to my work in progress story for today. I've been working with a new client by the name of Ellen. Ellen has had a pair of hearing aids that she purchased elsewhere, but was never quite satisfied with the results. Ellen is a very active senior who has a busier social life than most younger adults. These hearing aids that Ellen had purchased were more basic hearing aids, which under normal circumstances, I would not have recommended because they would not serve her lifestyle well and create situations of hopelessness. Now, while I could certainly make huge improvements in her ability to hear, I'm at the mercy of the technology that she has. When I asked Ellen why she picked this particular hearing aid, she told me that's what the clinic told her would be best for her. I explained that based on her lifestyle, these hearing aids would require a fair bit of manual adjusting to make sure she could hear well in all the situations she attended, whereas a higher level of technology would automatically self-adjust to the environment and enable her to hear better without all these manual adjustments. I even went as far as offering her a trial of a higher level of technology to better understand what I was telling her. Darren Farwell's comment of, you don't know what you don't know, rings true once again. So our process of hearing aid selection takes into account people's lifestyles and overall ability to make sure that we help people so that they almost forget they're wearing hearing aids. So if you have a set of hearing aids that you aren't happy with, or you are considering hearing aids but are feeling overwhelmed by too much information, we should definitely have a conversation to make your process as easy as possible.
How do we reach you, Edmund?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Don't be at the mercy of your technology. Learn what it's all about and find the best way to hear your best. Thanks, Edmund. We'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's Use Your Common Sense Day. And when the internet doesn't feel right and friends have no one to introduce you to, common sense says, use Cupid. On From a Woman's Perspective, we have Linda Miller, matchmaker extraordinaire from Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this week, I'm looking forward to one of our biggest trade shows of the season, which is the Women's Show at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. I love trade shows because we always run into people that we've matched over the years, and they're always happy to come up and tell us how things are going, and so that's pretty exciting. And then we get to see clients that are current clients. Sometimes I'll take a new picture of them, or we'll discuss some of the matches they've had and maybe tweak their profile while we're meeting. So it's kind of nice, and I always can take the time, and it's an opportunity for our clients as well to meet the team and see who's going to be doing the matching and meet Nancy, who's my sales manager, who a lot of them do speak to on a weekly basis. So if you have time, come down to the Metro Toronto Convention Centre next weekend and come to the Misty River Introductions booth. We'd love to see you.
Metro Toronto Convention Centre. You can meet Linda and her team. And if you want to do business today and meet Cupid over the phone, Linda, what's the number?
416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. And it's the Metro Toronto Convention Centre on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of November. So next weekend, a week from this weekend.
So we can use our common sense and decide that Cupid can help us rather than fish the internet or ask friends for introductions. Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. And if you wish to meet her in person, the Metro Toronto Convention Centre, the Women's Show, 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you can meet Linda and hear her success stories as well. The number again, 416-777-6302. After 10 o'clock today, you can have immediate gratification and get started. Linda, thanks, and I look forward to seeing you at the Women's Show.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's fun to be here, and today I wanted to talk about flu. You know, we sometimes are tired of talking about flu, but I want to just alert the audience that seasonal influenza, what we commonly call flu, is really an acute respiratory infection caused by the influenza virus, and it spreads really easily between people when they cough or sneeze. And what we know is that symptoms include fever, cough, sore throat, body aches, and fatigue. Well, unfortunately, in high-risk individuals, and that may be children under the age of 5, that may be people who have a comorbidity or another underlying disease like diabetes, asthma, or COPD, and everybody over the age of 65, because our immune systems are getting weaker with time, all of these people are more at risk for severe influenza, and unfortunately, that can sometimes lead to hospitalization, the need for ventilation, and it can sometimes cause death. And hospitalization and death due to influenza are usually in the highest risk groups. So I think it's really important for everybody to get their flu shot. This is the best prevention we have. People with symptoms should stay home to avoid infecting other people, rest, take plenty of fluids, treat the other symptoms such as fever, but seek medical attention if you're getting worse. And you know, there's a group that's at risk for flu and they don't think of themselves at risk. And these are women who are pregnant, people who are pregnant. We know that pregnancy alters our immune system. And unfortunately for flu, for COVID, you're actually at increased risk when you're pregnant. So let's wash our hands carefully. Let's cover our mouth when we cough or sneeze. Let's dispose of tissues correctly, staying home when we're sick, avoiding close contact with sick people, and stop touching your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Stop making things worse. But prevention, go get a flu shot.
Wow. It's useful advice once again in clear, simple language. And that's what your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, does. Anyone wishing to take charge of their health should get a copy. And as the gifting season approaches, think of giving signed copies. I have them and I'm happy to take orders and send them out to you. You can reach me at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Vivian Brown's book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is available in good bookstores throughout Canada. They'll order it in if they don't have it. Amazon. And you can't go wrong by reading a Canadian bestseller and using it as a reference. Remember, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for that really good information about the flu. And I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Last Saturday, we welcomed award-winning insurance expert Tamara Adamson of Link Insurance to From a Woman's Perspectives team. Today, as promised, she's here to educate us on one aspect of insurance, mortgage insurance. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, and great to be back on your show today.
Well, I'm happy to have you, and I want to learn more about mortgage insurance. I've been asked some questions, and I guess the first one would be, what's the difference between buying mortgage insurance from you as opposed to from a bank?
Well, there's a lot of differences. One of the main things that you're when you're purchasing insurance through the bank is that the rates are only guaranteed for a very specific period of time, maybe 5 years, or it's done on an age band, depending on how old you are. It could, that age band could come up in 3 years, 5 years. So the rates are constantly changing. But the second thing that's very important to note is that if you ever decided that you wanted to move to a different financial institution for your mortgage, now your insurance is tied to your bank, which could be a very negative thing, because if you're no longer insurable, you've now developed some sort of health issues in the meantime, now you're stuck with dealing with the same bank that you've always dealt with, even if their rates aren't as competitive as another institution, because your insurance is with them and you want to make sure that you have some life insurance in the event that something happened to you.
Well, it brings to mind then health is an issue. Do we have to be healthy to make a purchase of mortgage insurance?
We've got many different products. We represent about 25 different insurance companies, and we do have specific insurance companies that do offer insurance on substandard risk, meaning that you may have had cancer or heart disease or a heart attack in the past. We still may be able to potentially cover you, depending on your age and the amount of the mortgage that's required. But unlike the bank, we are able to offer insurance to people even with a pre-existing health condition under certain conditions.
So basically, you have access to all insurance companies as opposed to a financial institution that just offers you theirs. Now, what happens if we're with a partner or a spouse and they're not on the mortgage?
That's not a problem. You don't have to be on the mortgage to purchase the insurance. So if it's, let's say, for example, you're on the mortgage, but your spouse is not, or your girlfriend or boyfriend is not, but you want them covered in the event that something happens, that you both be covered, that's not an issue at all. It's not tied to the mortgage. So in the same way as your mortgage may decrease and the bank's insurance would decrease along with that, when you're purchasing the insurance on a direct basis with us, the amount of insurance that you purchase will always remain level and be paid out no matter what the amount of the mortgage is at the time that you pass away.
And how long is our rate guaranteed for?
Well, there's a number of different rate guarantees. You could go with a 10-year or 20-year or 30-year or even up to 40-year term. So depending on the amount of term that you wish and the affordability, we'd definitely be able to recommend different types of terms that are available at different cost factors.
And we were talking about health, but what happens if we have mortgage insurance and we become sick? How do we cover our mortgage?
Yeah, that's sometimes a real issue. People tend to forget about the sickness part. They insure themselves on the life side. But what happens if you have cancer or heart disease or you've got some sort of other health issue? We do offer different types of insurance that we can show to you for in the event that you have a critical illness or you have a disability. So there are various products that can cover you, not just on death.
So basically, mortgage insurance with you has different options and opportunities, and it really depends on the person. If someone wants to talk to you and learn more about mortgage insurance and specifically for themselves, how do we reach you?
Yes, best way to reach me is you can call me on my cell at 416-731-4145. Or if you prefer, you can email me at tamara@linkins.ca. That's tamara@linkins.ca. And you can perhaps provide me with whatever questions that you may have, or if you have a specific situation that you'd like me to provide you with a quote, I'm more than happy to offer you a free consultation and to provide you with that information at no cost to you.
So it's a little bit of time, a lot of information, so that you can get the best value and the best coverage for any kind of insurance. And today we've learned a little more about mortgage insurance. Tamara Adamson, Link Insurance, 416-731-4145. Thanks, Tamara. We'll talk next week and learn more about insurance.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Dressing well requires common sense. We definitely need to know ourselves from the inside and the out. Then we can dress not only to look good, but also to feel great in our clothes. It's common sense. Common sense dressing? Well, first, don't wear it if it doesn't feel comfortable. If it doesn't fit all of you, your body, your lifestyle, your heart, and your mind. Don't wear it if it has an if only. If only it were a different color. If only it didn't have a flaw. If only it wasn't so sheer. Don't wear it if it's inappropriate for your setting. Wear what fits the occasion, the climate, the current weather, and your own body thermometer. Don't wear it if you have to fuss with it for any reason. Do wear shoes that you can walk a mile in and stand in as long as you wish. Dress so you feel as if you're in your second skin. Dress common sensibly. Dress in a style so you feel confident, you look your best, and you stay true to yourself and your personal style. Dress with common sense. Express yourself and invite people in. Speak from your authentic self and know that the clothes that you choose to wear are your message to the world. They're the first thing people see. Make yours a positive message, one that frames you so that you're remembered for who you are, your sparkling eyes, your winning smile, your conversation, not necessarily just for your outfit. The clothes in your closet are there to help you feel comfortable and confident and take you everywhere you wish to go without if-onlys or apologies or excuses. They speak for you, so only put in your closet the clothes that you love to wear, and then enjoy pulling your best looks together every day. And of course, do remember to keep your closet organized. You'll wear and enjoy the items you can easily see and access. It's common sense. I invite anyone interested in my advice to call me, Marilyn Waston, directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll gladly answer your questions and help you any way I can, and I'll be your wardrobe doctor. In a moment, we'll speak with Christine, the health coach. We'll meet Sharon Parenteau, the realtor. We'll talk to Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Total Access Center and more. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
At home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us, and he has a happy story. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. I do have a happy story to tell, and I think it will resonate with a lot of listeners who may be in similar scenarios. Stephen Shelby contacted me a few weeks ago to discuss living arrangements for their aging parents. Their parents are now both in their 80s, and they are finding their current home too hard to navigate. Their parents are finding it very difficult to climb the stairs, clean the home, and even get inside their house because there's so many steps to the entrance. Steve and Shelby have weighed the pros and cons of moving their parents from their house into a condo or retirement living. The condo seems like the space is quite small, and their parents hate underground parking and elevators. The cost of condos are also on the rise, so the investment doesn't make sense for them at this time. The retirement home is quite costly month after month, and the space is also small. So they gave me a call and wanted to talk about the possibilities of their parents moving into their current home because their kids are no longer living there and there's definitely space for their parents to move in. They love the idea of their parents living with them because they would be able to watch them and help out if they ever needed anything. So we got to brainstorming, and the best solution for the parents was to renovate the main floor so their parents could live there. We would build a temporary wall with a door separating their family room and living room to give their parents privacy and use as a bedroom. We would then expand their powder room into their laundry room, creating an accessible, barrier-free shower, along with a new comfort height toilet and a sink to accommodate their parents' main floor living arrangement. The laundry room would then be relocated to a convenient spot right beside the new expanded bathroom. For access into the home, there is only two steps in the garage, so a portable ramp would make their life easy to get them in and out of the house for shopping and appointments. It's also ideal for our cold winters, so there's no shoveling required once inside the garage. Overall, it's the most practical solution for Steve and Shelby, as their parents could be close by and live happily for the rest of their lives. Greater Toronto Accessibility will be taking on this project in February 2024, and we can't wait to show you guys the renovations and for their parents to be in a comfortable place.
That sounds lovely. So empty nesters are able to share their home with their parents. They have interaction, they have activity, they have a plan for privacy, and it sounds wonderful, Daniel. I'm looking forward to see the results in February. If anyone's interested in renovating their home so that they can have a multi-generational home or just to make their home more accessible, what do you suggest they do?
So I definitely suggest you reach out to me to have an assessment done of your home. I call it the Total Home Safety Check, and I can come to your house and we can look room by room and try to help you out as much as possible. If you're looking to renovate your bathroom or make your entrance more accessible, or you're in the same scenario as Steve and Shelby is, and you want to get some ideas and some costs, it's all about this assessment. So I would suggest you make that appointment with me and we can look at it for like no problem.
So you're offering common sense solutions with a Total Home Safety Check. What about a deal for the week?
Absolutely. So with safety check, I normally charge $89.95 because it does come with a full written report with pictures and pricing, but I want to give it away for free this week for the first three callers, Marilyn.
So anyone interested in renovating their home and getting common sense solutions that will work for them, all you need to do is take down the number 647-206-6409, ask for Daniel, and if you're one of the first three callers, you'll have that Total Home Safety Check and a plan for the future, and it won't cost you a dime, just a little time. 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel, and thanks for sharing Steve and Shelby's story. Good luck to them, and I know they'll be happy at the end of February.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Talk again next week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of drinking water. Weight loss. Water may also help with weight loss if it is consumed instead of sweetened juices and sodas. Preloading with water before meals can help prevent overeating by creating a sense of fullness. It also helps our kidneys. Water helps dissolve minerals and nutrients, making them more accessible to the body. It also helps remove waste products. The kidneys play a key role in balancing fluid levels. These two functions make water vital to the kidneys. Every day, the kidneys filter around 120 to 150 quarts of fluid. Of these, approximately 1 to 2 quarts are removed from the body in the form of urine, and the rest is recovered by the bloodstream. Water is essential for the kidneys to function. Sources of water. Some of the water required by the body is obtained through foods with high water content, such as soups, tomatoes, oranges, but most come through drinking water and other beverages. During everyday functioning, water is lost by the body, and this needs to be replaced. We notice that we lose water through activities such as sweating and urination, but water is lost even when breathing. Drinking water is the best source of fluid for the body. So when you get up in the morning, instead of rushing for that first cup of coffee, have a big glass of water first. For a private complimentary consultation on how to get started on a healthy lifestyle, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
You can take charge of your health. Christine can be your health coach. One call gets you started with good information. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
It's Use Your Common Sense Day. Today, I'm happy to welcome realtor Sharon Parenteau of Smart Realty Solutions to From a Woman's Perspective. Her common sense approach to helping people buy and sell homes in Toronto and the GTA makes her a perfect fit for us. Rather than explain the what and who of Sharon, I'm going to just say good morning, welcome her to From a Woman's Perspective, and ask her to tell us about herself. So good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm so grateful and happy to be with you.
Well, I think you're a perfect fit. So tell us a little about yourself so my listeners can understand why I've invited you to join the team.
Well, sure. I have been a realtor now as a third career after teaching and being a stay-at-home mom. And when I started my business, I found that a lot of my clients had the same issues about downsizing. So I made it my purpose to become an expert in this one thing, to become a downsizing agent who could help them solve their problems.
So you mentioned to me that you have a philosophy, and it's that you don't rush people and that downsizing is a process. So maybe you could explain a little about that.
Absolutely. Now, common sense, which is your theme for today, dictates that everyone is going to downsize eventually, either through circumstance or by choice. And it's not my role to strong arm anyone into making a decision they're not ready for. So instead, I see myself more as a consultant. I come alongside, I give valuable information as required, and wait for them to decide that this is the time.
So for you, selling and buying real estate is getting to know someone and holding their hand while they make their decisions and helping them as much as they can, and eventually helping them get the best price they can for a home they're selling or one they're buying. Am I right?
Yes, Marilyn, you are right, 100% right. It's about a relationship, and this takes time because this is the most important transaction many of these clients have ever made. It really determines the outcome of their retirement in so many important ways. So we have one chance to get it right.
So basically, you fit right in, and today is the best day to have had you join us. Common sense says no rush, no regrets. And you're all about taking your time and sharing your experience and doing the best job you can. And I think that's wonderful. So what can we expect from you going forward?
In the weeks to come, Marilyn, I am so looking forward to sharing with you common sense tips about downsizing. Everything from decluttering to getting your home ready for sale, and of course, the all-important success stories, so that people who are listening can really get a vision of what downsizing can do for them.
So, Sharon, if someone wants to talk to you in the meantime about buying or selling a home and sort of test the waters about how you do real estate, how do we reach you?
The very best way is to reach out directly to my personal cell phone number, 416 460-5636.
Skilled realtor, gifted negotiator, expert in Toronto and the GTA, Realtor Sharon Parenteau, now our expert on From a Woman's Perspective. When you think real estate, think Smart Realty Solutions, Sharon Parenteau, 416-460-5636. Thanks, Sharon. I look forward to hearing your success stories next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. My pleasure.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge and the experience and the team behind her to help us achieve whatever we want and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. We had a cousin's lunch last week, and it was great to see them doing well and everyone in reasonably good health. These folks are a bit older than Ron and I. Like most of our clients at Moving Seniors with a Smile, they're in their mid-70s to late 80s, and understandably, they're feeling a bit uncertain about the state of the world right now. Two wars, widespread geopolitical tension, the cost of living, the environment we're leaving for our children and our grandchildren. Lots of things to worry us all right now. But at the end of lunch, we basically agreed we could choose to worry about what we can control and influence and not fret too much about what we can't. We got our COVID vaccine, our updated COVID vaccine, and our flu shots this week. That gives us peace of mind that we did what we could do for ourselves and those more vulnerable who we come in contact with. We focus on what we can control in these crazy times and how our dream team can help to keep everyone and everything moving as smoothly as possible.
So, Lori, common sense. You always work with it. So today being Use Your Common Sense Day, what you've said is very apropos. If anyone wants to talk about downsizing and moving and the things you're so good at, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Common sense every day when you deal with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell and her dream team. One number gets you a conversation, a complimentary consultation, and a path forward. 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks. Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great week.
It's Use Your Common Sense Day. Thomas Edison said the three essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are first, hard work, second, stick-to-itiveness, third, common sense. We all can study and strive for book smarts if we wish to, but our survival depends on more than that. It depends on more than just our intelligence. We need to look at life, see things as they are, assess, and then act using our common sense based on our experience. We can deal with whatever life brings when we utilize our common sense as well as our knowledge. Cheryl, a listener, shared her story with me. Cheryl had a medical test scheduled. Her mom saw her anxiety and asked Cheryl about it. Cheryl explained she was worried that the test would reveal cancer. Her mom told Cheryl, "Don't worry, honey, and spoil the time we have before the test worrying about what is yet to come. It won't change anything." An example of common sense, if ever there was one. We can make good decisions using our personal experience and our knowledge, and we can share our common sense, and it can benefit ourselves and others. By taking a reasonable approach to a situation By taking a reasonable approach to a situation, we're able to evaluate what's going on, identify potential risks and benefits, and then choose what we feel is the appropriate course of actions for ourselves. Common sense can make life better. Yes, we're not infallible. We can make mistakes. But when we learn from them, we're better equipped for the future, and we can trust our gut and act with common sense. Our time today is almost at an end. It's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Please know your From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help anyone listening who reaches out to us. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, like Nancy, .ca. Or you're always welcome to call me for any information, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And please plan to join me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here again next Saturday morning at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. And please remember, when that little voice in your head says, wait a minute, is this a good idea? Stop, think, and embrace your common sense. It'll be worth it. Bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.